now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports on this Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Gary Lee. The All-State Class 3 District 9 baseball team has been released as voted on by the coaches, making first team Brody McNeil, Hartville Jr., Grant Culliver, Hartville sophomore, Eric Wilson, Hartville senior, Dakota Stegall, Hartville, a junior, Garen Hall, Houston, a junior, Wyatt Hughes, Houston, a sophomore, Dylan Cooper, Liberty, a senior, Noah Jester, Liberty, a senior, Rusty Buckner, a sophomore, Licking, Keaton Cook, a sophomore, Licking, Malachi Antle, a junior at Licking, Cole Wallace, a junior at Licking, Braden Barnett, a senior at Mansfield, Jake Grubbs, Mansfield, a senior, and Carter Brook, a senior at Mansfield. Congratulations. The St. Louis Cardinals and Blue Jays were back at it last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, it was not pretty. Jordan Hicks had trouble with his fastball command. He was the losing pitcher in an 8-1 Toronto decision, and on the winning side, Kevin Gausman was very good.
And the Blue Jays were able to get 3 home runs. That's kind of their MO. They are off to a bad start offensively this year, but they played like the Blue Jays that we expected to see. 8 runs on 12 hits for them, and the Cardinals really did play a sloppy game. And John, as we say all the time, every once in a while you're going to have a clunker. The Cardinals had a clunker yesterday.
Danny Jansen had 2 home runs for the Blue Jays. Vladimir Guerrero lost one into the night for Toronto as well. And now the Cardinals turn the page. Tomorrow night, the Milwaukee Brewers are here, and the Cardinals are looking up at them in the Central.
Well, you have an off day, and then you have Adam Wainwright. That's the best recipe for getting past a clunker.
The Cardinals coming up tomorrow night on the air at 5:50. Ricky has the lineup at 6:35. I'll bring you the first pitch of the 4-game series at 6:45.
The Cardinals get the day off to rest before hosting the Brewers for 4 games, with the first game starting Thursday night. Pre-game 5:50, first pitch 6:35, all on KUKU and KWPM. The St. Louis Blues look to avoid being knocked out of the playoffs tonight as they take on the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche lead the best of 7 series, 3-1. Pregame tonight, 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. Officials at Missouri State University West Plains are searching for a new assistant basketball coach. Jason Owen Sr. has resigned his position with the Grizzly basketball program to take a position with the staff of Missouri Southern State University in Joplin. Owens will be an assistant coach on the varsity team and head coach of the junior varsity squad. And finally, congratulations to some Liberty Eagle track and field athletes for making the state meet. Abby Woolsey in the 300-meter hurdles, Lila Kornman, shot put, Gentry Ackland, 300-meter hurdles, Drew Ripko, 300-meter hurdles, and the triple jump, Tyler Watts with the javelin. State meet will be held May 28th and 29th. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.